Hi everyone, welcome to Chinese Pod. This is Fiona.
And this is Gwilym.
And today we're going to talk you through my favorite drink, and that is boba tea.
Or bubble tea or pearl tea.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So when we first podcasted about bubble tea here at Chinese Pod, we were kind of at the beginning of the wave, right, where one could only get the standard issue, 珍珠奶茶. Now going to the bubble tea shop, it's a much more customizable experience. You can get exactly the type of tea you want, exactly the type of tapioca you want. And it's great fun, actually, but it can be a daunting experience because there are so many choices now.
So in case you've never had a bubble tea, what is it?
So bubble tea is essentially a tea or a milk tea with tapioca balls in the bottom, which you suck up and chew. So imagine kind of gummy bears with your milk tea.
Okay, so most of the time it will be a cold cup of milk tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish it was gummy bears, but it's kind of like flavorless or not very flavored.
Well, they're kind of
sugary. Chewy balls.
So Gwilym, do you like bubble tea?
I do. The first time I had it, I didn't because I don't like to combine drinking with chewing at the same time.
That's the best part of it.
And nowadays, it's quite calorific, so I try to minimize.
Yeah, so I think, Gwilym, you've kind of mentioned a point. So when bubble tea started, this was like this hyper sugary drink with like sugary tapioca balls at the bottom. So people now, whilst kind of, you know, everyone loves a boba tea, but you know, everyone's watching their weight. So when you go into bubble tea shops these days, it's not just, I would like a cup of boba tea. It's like, oh, what sugar would you like? How about this would you like? What this would you like? So we're going to prep you newbies to become pros, or at least kind of decipher the things that they're shouting at you at the boba tea shop.
Okay, well, let's listen to the dialogue and help you guys out.
All right.
对话第一遍。
一杯珍珠奶茶，谢谢。
糖和冰块呢？
半糖少冰。
好，下一位。
第二遍。
一杯珍珠奶茶，谢谢。
糖和冰块呢？
半糖少冰。
好，下一位。
第三遍。
一杯珍珠奶茶，谢谢。
糖和冰块呢？
半糖少冰。
好，下一位。
Alright, now that we've listened to the dialogue, let's move on to the translations and we'll start with the first line, which is
一杯珍珠奶茶，谢谢。
A bubble milk tea, thanks.
一杯珍珠奶茶，谢谢。
A boba tea, thanks.
一杯珍珠奶茶，谢谢。糖和冰块呢？
How sweet would you like it and how much ice do you need?
糖和冰块呢?
Sugar and ice?
糖和冰块呢? 半糖少冰?
Could I get it with half the regular amount of sugar and just a little ice?
半糖少冰?
Half sugar and less ice.
半糖少冰? 好,下一位。
Okay, next.
好,下一位。
Okay, next person.
好。下一位。
Alright, now that we've done the translations, let's crack on with the dialogue. So the beginning we see
一杯珍珠奶茶。一杯珍珠奶茶。
Okay, so what are they ordering?
So here they're ordering one glass or one cup of boba tea. So first let's look at the measure word for a glass or a cup. And that in Mandarin is 杯杯。
Okay, so any kind of drinks, anything with a cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the tones on that?
So, 一杯, 一杯, fourth and then first. So, 一杯.
Okay, let's break down this 珍珠奶茶.
Yes, and that's the Mandarin for boba tea or bubble tea or pearl tea as we sometimes hear it. And we'll talk a little bit about that later, but for now, let's look at this noun, which is 珍珠, 珍珠.
So that's a Z-H-E-N first tone and a Z-H-U first tone.
Mm-hmm. 珍珠.
So this is also the word you would use if you found a pearl at the bottom of the sea.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at the second part, which is 奶茶. 奶茶.
Okay, so literally milk tea.
Mm-hmm. 奶, often you said milk tea, right? But when we're actually referring to milk in and of itself, we would actually use 牛奶. 牛奶.
So that is cow's milk, right?
Mm-hmm, cow's milk. But here we abbreviate it, so that's milk tea, right? So if you're just ordering a milk tea, you could also say 一杯奶茶, 一杯奶茶. But if you're like me, you like to add the pearls, you should say 一杯珍珠奶茶.
And to be polite, what do they say? Thank you or please.
谢谢, 谢谢.
So that's just thank you, and that's a fourth tone and a neutral tone. 谢谢.
And now as people are getting much more health conscious, right? And when you go to the bubble tea shop, things are getting a little fancy. They ask you your specific requirements for variety of different things. But here today we see sugar and ice. So let's look at the word for sugar. And that is 糖, 糖.
That's the second tone, T-A-N-G, 糖.
Mm-hmm. 糖 is just the word for any kind of sugar, right? It can also be like the sugar that you use to bake a cake. That's 糖. And here we see ice, or rather, more specifically, ice cubes. And that is 冰块, 冰块.
Right, so the character for 冰 is water, and on the side it's got the two radicals, which means ice, right? Mm-hmm. And then this 块 kind of means like a lump,
like
or something.
Like a lump of something or a piece of something. So we see these two words put together, and it makes the noun ice, which is 冰块.
Okay, so how do we know she's asking a question?
Because at the end of the sentence, we see this question particle, 呢, 呢, and you use this when you're uncertain of people's answer, right? When it's not usually a yes-no question. Now, we also see a word that joins ice and sugar, 糖, 冰块, and that is 和, 和.
Okay, so you can think of this as kind of and. It joins two noun phrases, right?
Mm-hmm. So let's look at the whole sentence together. 糖和冰块呢?
So sugar and ice.
Mm-hmm. And we see this person is quite health conscious, right? She doesn't want it as sweet. So she says 半糖, 半糖.
Right, so we see this 糖 again, which we know is sugar, and mm-hmm. this 半.
半 literally means half, right? So she just wants half the regular amount of sugar. Now, you're thinking, wow, in English this is such a long sentence, right? And that's, in Mandarin, it's very succinct, right? You just have to say half sugar. 半糖, 半糖.
Well, if you've ever had a 半糖, mm-hmm. it's still pretty sugary, right?
Well, actually, I think when kind of bubble teas first became fashionable, you know, I would say nearly like 10 years ago, right? Or 5 years ago, these things were so sugary. But now people, you know, they want to kind of enjoy the same kind of drink, but you know, everyone's kind of weight conscious, health conscious these days. So people go for the lesser amount. And frankly, if you're trying bubble tea for the first time, I would definitely recommend a 半糖, 半糖.
And then this second word is 少冰.
少冰. 少冰. Now, 冰 we talked about before, and that is
ice.
Ice in general, right? We're not talking about necessarily the ice cubes, but we're just talking about ice in general. And 少, 少.
So 少, S-H-A-O, third tone, mm-hmm. is kind of less or
yeah,
fewer.
Yeah, so a little bit of, less of, right? So I want half sugar and less ice. Now, you know, in hot summer's day, right, they usually pack these drinks with tons and tons of ice. But maybe you don't want it that cold, so you can say 少冰, 少冰.
And this is not to be confused by another word that sounds similar, which means small. So X-I-A-O, third tone, is little ice, right?
So yes, 小, 小 means small in size. So do be careful when you're pronouncing this word. So let's look at this, let's say it one more time, okay? So when it's a little or less, that is 少, 少.
So the emphasis is kind of on the SH, 少. Mm,
that's right, 少. So 半糖, 少冰. So now they've taken your order, they're going to ask the next person to come along. So the shop assistant says 好, 好.
Well, we might know it as good, but it just means okay, completed.
Yeah, so like, all right, okay, cool, right? 好, 下一位, 下一位.
Right, this 下, isn't it a preposition to mean like down or under?
Okay, so maybe that is true, but obviously in language it's good to learn words in chunks, right? So maybe let me tell you the word for next, and that is usually 下一个, 下一个 means the next thing, right? Mm-hmm. So 下一个. However, you know, it's not very polite to refer to people as things, right? So that's why we see this special classifier. It's a polite classifier for people, and that is the character 位, 位.
Okay, so you use this maybe when you go to a restaurant, they'll ask you how many people. you'd say 三位.
Yes, that's right. So you can say 三位两位 because it's a polite way to refer to people.
Okay, and what are the tones on this 一位?
Okay, good question there, Gwilym. So 下 is XIA fourth tone. Now be careful with this 一位一位. Now before we talked about 一, right, as a fourth tone, we said 一杯珍珠奶茶. And here in the second context, we see 一位一位 it becomes a second tone.
Okay, I'm confused because if you learn the numbers like 1, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. E is just first tone.
That's correct. So in Mandarin, we do have some exceptions when it comes to tones. Don't worry about it too much at the beginning. Do just try and kind of copy along, follow how I'm pronouncing things. But it is good to know these rules when you're starting out. So let me briefly outline it. Don't worry, I'll also put it on the discussion board. But generally speaking, when you're referring to the number one as a number, mm-hmm. you would pronounce it in the first tone. So follow along with me. E.
E.
E. Okay, so if a one is followed by a fourth tone, right, mm-hmm. it turns into a rising tone, a second tone. So let's say 下一位下一位
一位
Mm-hmm. 一位 Because think about it, if you're saying two fourth tones in a row, it sounds kind of odd, right? It sounds a bit jilted. You'd be like, 一位, right? 一位 mm. So in Mandarin, often we kind of soften the flow of the sentence. So we say 一位一位
Right, so when it's followed by a fourth tone, it becomes a second tone.
That's right.
And how about the rest of the time?
So the rest of the tones, if you're referring to anything else, it becomes a fourth tone. So that's what we see at the beginning of the dialogue. So we see 一杯一杯
Right, so if you have a first tone, a second tone, or a third tone,
mm-hmm.
E turns into E.
E, right, so 一杯珍珠奶茶. So let's repeat the two. So 一杯
一杯
一位
一位
So do be careful. I think it's good to pay attention to how native speakers, you kind of use this word, but don't worry about it too much now that you've started out. All right, so now we've talked about the whole conversation. Let's listen to the dialogue three more times.
对话第一遍
一杯珍珠奶茶谢谢
糖和冰块呢
半糖少冰
好下一位
第二遍
一杯珍珠奶茶谢谢
糖和冰块呢
半糖少冰
好下一位
第三遍
一杯珍珠奶茶谢谢
糖和冰块呢
半糖少冰
好下一位
So one of our users Chris actually emailed in requesting this topic and it kind of reminded me of my first time visiting Asia and it's quite intimidating having you just want to drink and then you get asked all these questions like how much sugar do mm-hmm. you want a bag how much mm-hmm. ice and you're like whoa I don't know
and actually you know as you know when you always go out to the shop to order like bubble tea for your colleagues you know in the office everyone now has you know very specific you know I want a green tea with half bubbles half this you know half sugar 70% ice so it turns into a bit of a nightmare So maybe I could share with you my favorite combination. My favorite combination is boba green tea, 珍珠绿茶, 少糖少冰. So I like very little sugar, very little ice, boba with green tea.
Okay, mixing it up. You don't like the milk tea? You're going for, what is that, 绿茶?
绿茶, I like boba green tea. So you guys should definitely try that out. It's my favorite drink.
Right, guys, definitely practice this lesson.Go to a bubble tea shop and try ordering. Use this Chinese and let us know how it went.
Mm-hmm. Practice makes perfect. So we'll see you next time.
再见。